Rabban Perakei Mishnah Aleph. The Gra comments here, Elio Rabba, Hay Pirka Ichlo Be Kulu Kulei De Tumma. Hafolch Ba Be Kulei Kulei De Tumma Ba. So if you want to pick a parak in Tahara that really captures the main rules of Tahara, I think after doing Kalim, those five Mishnayos and the first parak in Kalim, the natural place to go is Perek Hei of Zavim. That's what we're going to do in Yirka Shem. And let's begin with the first Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to tell us a lot about the Inyan Kotumah B'chiburin that we already saw in Kalim, that you can become Tamei from something, and at the same time that you become Tamei, you can be Tamei B'gadav, based on the Lashon HaPasuk B'chibes B'gadav, so that just like your Rishon with Tumah, so you, together with the begadim, become a rishon l'tumah, because the pasuk says v'chibas begadav. We saw this in Kalim with regard to, first of all, nevela, that a person is no se nevela, he's v'chibas begadav. When it comes to maga nevela, so the din is only you become tamei. You don't make the begadim tamei. I mean, you make the begadim tamei. Not at all, because you're a Rishon, a Begadim of Kalim, and Kalim cannot become Tamei from a Rishon with Tumah. If you're no Sein Avela, then you make the Begadim are Tamei together with you. We also saw that there are cases that even by Maga, you have the Din of Achibas Begadim. Shavim Ago Ramasao. And that's one of the examples, is a case of Zav. Let's see what the Mishnah tells us. Hanogea bazav, os azav nogea bo. The Mishnah is going to list a whole series of cases that you become tamei from a zav. First it says maga, hanogea bazav or azav nogea bo. Now really, this is completely redundant. It's really one case. Nogea bazav and zav nogea bo is hainu hach. So it's odd that the Mishnah breaks it down into two things. The Rus raises this question, and the Rus is inachinami. It's one case, but the fact is that in the Torah there's two separate psukim, and the Gemara dashes why you need both. One pasuk says Hanogea b'fsar hazav, and the other pasuk says Choshe yigabo hazav. So because there are two psukim in the Chumash, so the Mishnah patterns itself after the Lashon of the Torah. But it's clear that this is one single case. That's what the Rush writes. You have here in the Mishnah Achrona, he also raises the issue. In any event, this is Magazav. So that's one example. Another example of a case that we come tummy with a Zav. Ha-Mesit es Hazav, Osha Hazav Misito. Mesit is like no say, we know what you're moving it, it has a din of masa. If you are no say the zav, so zav is mitami b'masa, just like b'maga, so that's the case of mesit as hazav. Hazav misito, that's something different that we find by other tumas, that the tuma is no say the tohar. That's unique to Zav, that the Zav carries you, or carries the Adam, the Adam becomes Tamei as well. That's a special Chidush. So here we definitely have two different cases. Mesit as a Zav, if you're Nosei the Zav, Zav Nisito, that's usually what we call Heset. Mesit as a Zav, we usually refer to as Masa. Could be referred to as Heset, but usually the term Heset refers more to the case which is Tumah Mechudeshes, where the Zav, who is a Tameh, is no say the Tohar. That's usually where you reserve the term Hesed for that. But again, you'll find the term Hesed interchangeable with Mas as well, as you have an example over here. So in all of these cases, again, you become Tameh with Maga Zav, or through being no say the Zav, or through the Zav being no say you. In all of these cases, Mitameh Achrein Umashkin Uchrei Shetef B'maga Avalo B'masa. You, by becoming Tamei from the Zav, are also Metamei Ochen Umaskin to become a Rishon Utuma along with you, and also Yamitame Klei Shetef. Klei Shetef are kelim that you can tovel in the mikvah. The Russian Shetef is like in the Pasuk, Morak Meshutaf Bamoyim, to rinse. So Klei Cheres is an example of a vessel that's not Klei Shetef, because the Torah says that if a Klei Cheres becomes Tamei, there's no option of Tahara B'mikvah. You touch Yishaver, it says. You can't use it anymore. Therefore, we're talking here about kelim that are not Klei Cheres. It's Metamei Achron U'Mashkin to be a Rishon. Now, even if you were not going to make it a Rishon, it could become a Sheni too, but U'Maisa, it becomes a Rishon. On the other hand, Klei Shetef, there's no option but becoming a Rishon. And here there's a Chiddush, because seemingly you're a Rishon, because you became Tamei Mezavus and Avatuma, and a Rishon cannot be Metamei Kelim. And Kaili is usually in Mekabotumah from an Avatumah to become a Rishon. Here, it's Mekabotumah from you who were Mekabotumah from Azav. And these Kalim become a Rishon. This is a special Chidus that we learn out from Bechidus Begadav. So the fact that you're becoming, so long as you are connecting to the source of the Tumah, to the Zav, so the Tumah goes to you as a Rishon, and also goes to the Kelim, and also to Ochen U'Mashkin that you might be touching. What about if you're not touching the Ochen U'Mashkin, or you're not touching the Klei Shetef, you're just carrying the Klei? That's what the Mishnah says further. B'maga avalo b'masa. The din of Tumah b'chiburin is only true if you are nogeya in the Kelim or the Ochen U'Mashkin. But not if you're nosing them. You could be nosing them without touching them if there's a hefsek in between. But in that case, they will not become tamei as a rishon. What will be the halacha? So ochen u'maskin would become a sheni, which they could always become. Except in this case, if you're nosing them, they wouldn't even become a sheni either, because kelim do not become tamei b'masa. But theoretically, they could become a sheni, but kelim would obviously not become anything. That would be the halacha. That's what the Mishnah states. Now, where does this all come from? Let's look carefully at the Rav. Hanegea b'zav, so it says in this case or the other cases, b'tam yochanu maskin u'klei shetef b'maga. Says the Rav, d'chihecha d'adam hanegea b'zav. Mitame bigadim b'shas maga'o, kach mitame kol kelim shenogea behen b'shas maga'o b'zav. The Torah states v'chibas b'gadav, but we understand that it's not just that you mitame bigadim, you mitame any kelim that you're touching at the time that you're in contact with the zav. Chutz mi adam u'klicheres, but it does not hold for adam. You're not in a position to mitami adam, to make him a rishon, nor can you mitami klicheres. How do we know all this? The sani b'tos kohanim says in the pasuk v'chibas begada b'tamei re'erev minayim lasus shar kelim kibegadim. How do we know that other kelim are also like begadim, not just begada v'dafka? Tamud loma b'tamei, which is a ribui. So not just begadim. Yachol yitami adam u'klicheres. Maybe then you should be able to be mitami adam u'klicheres as well. Tamuma beged. Beged hu mitame. Ve'eino mitami adam u'klicheres. So the fact that it says beged, that means that it's coming to exclude what's not to be the beged. So beged is a kli, as opposed to adam. And apparently beged is a liniyut binogea, a certain type of kli that's not included. How is it that kli cheres is not dunya to beged? So the way that the Tosfos Yontif learns it, because it's not dunya to beged in that it cannot become torah b'mikvah. A normal kli can become torah b'mikvah, so beged is certainly also can become torah b'mikvah. So therefore it's not dunya to beged. A kli cheres which doesn't have torah b'mikvah is not analogous to beggar, therefore it doesn't become tummy to begin with. It has to be like a beggar. But we do have the reboy. The reboy includes other kalim as well. So that's the basic structure that we learn out of the pasuk. The din of tum b'chiburin extends to beggar or kalim as well, not kecheres and not adam. The Rav continues, the davka b'shasma ga'o b'zav, this is only when you are still in contact with the zav, you are not poresh from the tumah, and that's when you're touching the garden, the kelim. Avo pireish lo, d'chsiv, the ish asher yigav b'mishkavo yichabesh b'gadav b'chatz b'mayim b'tamei, b'shasma ga'o b'tamei b'gadim, pireish eina b'tamei b'gadim. It's only while you're in contact. Now, to understand a little bit of what's going on here, we touched on this already, to, you know, in Kalim. We'll try to go over a little bit some of the main svaris that we mentioned then. What's the gather of this halacha of Tumah b'chiburin? The Chora in svara is very hard to understand, because we know that generally a Kali is only mekabel Tumah from an Avatumah. How could it be that you're touching a Zav, you only reshit with Tumah, and yet you can tell me Kalim? How does it work? So the Rash here, also in Alos, Alos is in the first parak, and Alos here, you'll see in the Lashon Rash, it's also midweek, and the Rav as well, the gather is that you have a status of an avat tumah kol zman that you are in contact with the tumah. You're viewed as an avat tumah. Look at the Lashon HaRash. Take a look. It's on the Hemshech HaMishnah, but Netami Ochen Lios Tchila D'Nechshav Ka'avat Tumah B'Shas Mago Kevan D'Metami B'Gadim. So the fact that Matan Begadim indicates that your status is like an avatuma b'shas mago. So you have an interesting paradigm. You can be an avatuma for a particular period of time while you're in contact with the source of the tumah. Once you pirish, then you're not an avatuma anymore. Now, if you're an avatuma, so you should be able to matan the adam too. But that's what the miut says, that it has to be like Beged, not Adam. So in other words, Dinogeya Kalim, you're an Avatum. That's what it comes down to. Dinogeya Kalim, you're an Avatum. Dinogeya Adam, since the Torah is the night, only do me the Beged, so you're not an Avatum. Dinogeya Tamei Kalim, you have a status of an Avatum. We noted already that in the Tosefta, in Bava Kama of Kalim, you have Bava Kama, Bava Tzir, Bava Bashev, and Kalim. First time talking in Bava Kama, Perik Vav, there's such a Russian in the Tosefta that you're an Av Hatuma Rishaito. So that's the way that the Rash understands it. If you look in the Rambam, you see that the Rambam did not view it that way. The Rambam calls you a Rishon Hatuma. Look at the Rambam here in Pirush Mishnayis. A couple lines in, he says, V'omar ba'alocha azos, kasha yitamei Bizav, the Ocho Mechubabo, Hareo Metame Kalim, says the Rambam, Kishanaga Behen, Afal P. Shahu Rishon Lutum. Omnum, Kozman Shumachubab, the Av, Yitame Kalim. The Rambam makes it very clear that you are Rishon Lutum. But nevertheless, if you're Mechubab to the Av, you, notwithstanding the fact that you are Rishon, you can still Metame Kalim. Clearly not the way the Rashi understood it, that you have a din of an Av for this duration of time. So what would be the Pshat according to the Rambam? So we had a couple ways to learn. One, the Halach we suggested, the Stipler brings this, others also talk about this, Rabbanan Kutgrin, this is Rabbanan, and many Achronim suggest that the Gedder is like an Yad. We know there's a whole concept of Yad, that if something is, usually a Yad is connected to the, you know, to the thing that's mekabel tumah, let's say a fruit, an ochel that has a stem, what kinds of examples of yad? So if the yad came into contact with the tumma, that serves as a channel for the tumma to go to the thing that it's a yad for. So there's a paradigm called yados. All of Ukshin talks about these types of ideas of what's considered a yad. So the geder is, you're like a yad to bring the tumma from the zav to the garden that you're wearing, that you're touching. The only problem with this idea, again as we noted already, is that the concept of tumma b'chiburin is not just true if you're touching the zav, for example, it's also true if you're nosing the zav, or by nevela. If you're nosing nevela, it's metame the garden. Now what's the problem with that? Kalim do not become tumma with masa. Right, except the Kiv'ego that quoted the Rashi in Nida, which is a difficult Rashi. But the pashtus is that Kalim, there's no tumas masa the Kalim, only the Adam is no say. You have the tumma can go to the Adam. But Kalim are no say, tumma, there's no, they're not no gay of the tumma, they don't become tumma. So how could you tell me that you're yad if you're no say tumma? But how could the Kalim become tumma the masa? Now, you could be Yashid this kasha. You have to say a svar as follows, that it's not the pshat that kelim cannot become tamei with masa. It's something else. It's that masa of kelim does not qualify as masa. It's not called the kelim carried something. You need to have a masa of an other. Therefore, masa kelim is not going to become tamei because it's not called masa harachikli. What's called carrying weight of something, an adam carries weight. The Torah doesn't view that as a chalos of masa. However, if we would say that I can have a masa of adam, it's just a question of getting the tumma to the kelim, so you have the notion of yad. That's maybe what you could say, but it's certainly a kasha that you have to deal with. Another way that you could explain it, this I think Rav Shach learns in Avi Ezri Hilchos Tumma Saras, and in his Ha'aris and Baba Basra, Daftes, that the Yisod is like this. Not that it's a Yad. It's that the Gadim become a Tafel to the Adam for the Kabbalah's Tumma. So that it's not a separate Kabbalah's Tumma on the Gadim on the Kalim. It's that you become Tameh, and along with that, the process of Kabbalah's Tumma goes to you and to the Kalim that you're holding on to. So it's like it becomes tougher to you. It's a different way to think about it. So that would be better. And that could also work for the Masa. And again, it's only when you're still connected to the source of the Tumma. Then we had another pshat, a third way that one could think for the Rambam, based on the diuk that we made in the Pirsha Mishnayis in Kalim. The Rambam, in explaining that Kli Cheres do not become Tamei in the case like this, the Rambam adds a few words, and he says that Kli Cheres cannot become Tamei because they can only become Tamei from an Avatumah. The problem is, what did the Rambam say? I mean, after all, Kalim, even not Kli Cheres, all Kalim can only become Tamei from Avatumah. Elamai, you have here a special din that they can become Tamei even though you're a Rishon Tumma. So how does the Rambam's words explain why Kukheres is different than other Kalim? The same Svar the Rambam said for Kukheres holds by other Kalim. So the Rambam seems to be saying something, but it's very unclear what he means. The lesson of the Rambam, V'zuras Kukheres shehu lo yitamei u'zuras ha'av. The Rambam didn't say anything. That's the Svar. So we wanted to say the following pshat here in the Rambam. Yesh lachkor. One could raise the following chakira. The halacha that kelim can only become tamei from an avatumma. What's the pshat? You could see it in two different ways. One way to understand it is simply that alone, that only an avatumma has the capacity to mitamei kelim. A rishonu tumma cannot transfer tumma to kelim. That's the halacha. Only something which has the chomer of an avatumma can mitamei kelim. Or one could say differently. It's not the pshat that a cake, that only an avatar can become a kelim. It's that kelim cannot become a shein yitzum. Kelim can be at the most, at the least, a risa. Kelim cannot become a shein. Memela, from a risa, they can't become tamid because it means they become a shein. Rav Chanan wants to say, but this could be a machokas rishonim, how to understand why kelim cannot become tamid from rishon l'tumah. Is it because they need to become tamid from and nothing less, or is it because it can't become a sheni? He says the nafkamina will be like this. There's a din of cherev harei kecholam, that if kelim, according to some rishonim, it's only the matzchis, according to other rishonim, it means even other kelim as well, they touch a mace, a corpse, cherev harei kecholam, they become themselves like Avi Avos HaTum. Who are then? If Kalim, let's assume that all Kalim have this halakha, so if Kalim touch an Avatuma, they don't become a Rishon, they become an Avatum. Just like the person who's an Avatuma, the Kalim have the same status. Someone will touch those Kalim, they become a Rishon, because Kalim have the same din as the Avatuma, same thing as Avi Avos HaTum. The question is, what if Kalim touch a Rishon? What would be that? Would you say the halacha of Chever Kecholo and there would be a Rishon as well? So there is a Rach in the beginning of Chulin that says that you'd say Chever Kecholo even in a case like that. Also the Rav in Sakim somewhere also, and Mishnayis assumes that way as well. The Rishonim will ask, and the Rav, the Rashba David Chulin, I think the Ramban also asks, how could you say that? Kalim are only Mekabu Tumah from an Avatum. The Terek says, as a Rechonim, that these Rishonim, the Rav, let's go like the Rav, they hold that there's no halacha that Kalim cannot Mekabu Tumah from a Rishon. It's that the din is Kalim can never become a Sheni. But if you have a paradigm called Chayav Harik HaCholo, so if they're going to remain a Rishon, they can Mekabu Tumah from a Rishon too. And the other Rishonim assume not that way. That Kalim can not in the Kabbal Tumah from the Rishon Litzum, only from the Navatum. So Rav Chanan wants to say, I mean, based on this, we can say Pshat maybe in the Rambam. What's going on over here? What did the Rambam mean when he said that Klicheres, the din is not said by Klicheres over here, Tum Lechivurin, because it cannot in the Kabbal Tumah from anything but an Avatum. And what about Kalim? The Teretz is, the Rambam will learn that what's going on over here is similar to that idea of the Rach, that you can have Chayav Harik HaCholo even if the Kalim come in contact with the Rishon. As long as they're not becoming a Sheni, so you can have a situation where a Rishon makes something like itself. In that case, it's a function of the Mekabel of the Tum. In this case, it's a function, perhaps, of the one that thing that's transferring the Tum. That normally a Rishon doesn't make what it touches into the same level. It makes it a Sheni. But here the Torah is Mechadish, that if the Rishon L'tumah, yes, you're a Rishon L'tumah, the Rambam tells you you're a Rishon, but Kozman, that you are Mechubah to the Tumah, you have the Koach to make Kayotsevo, to make the thing that you touch the same level Tumah as you. Just like Umasho Kointa Derach, Hayavar Kachol could be said, if it's touching a Rishon. So the halacha here is that the Rishon with Tumah, Kozman, that he's connected to the Tumah, can make Kayotseva. Memela, the Keli, can become Tameh as a Rishon. I, Kalim, can only recover Tumah from an Avatumah, that's because it can become a Sheni. Here, you're a Rishon, but you have the Koch to make Kayotseva, so then the Kalim can become a Rishon. As long as they're not becoming a Sheni. What did the Rambam mean when he said Klicheres is not included? When we're married Klicheres, because the Pshat is a Klicheres, there's a separate halach. Klicheres can only become Tameh from an Avatum. That's the Pshat of Klicheres. By Shar Kalim, the Pshat would be they can't become less than a Rishon. By Klicheres, it's not just that. Klicheres, even William Tsuyer, it would be a Rishon, but it cannot become a Tumah from a Rishon. It can only come from Navatim. This so comes up as another mahalach in what's going on according to the Rambam. Not that the Adam is a yad, not that there's a that become a tafel to Kabbalah's tumah. Rather, it's the idea that the Rishon has the koach to reproduce the level tumah identical to itself. The mas, if you look at the lesson of Rambam, I think it's very meduik in the Rambam in the yad as well. The Rambam describes here in Perek Vav Mishka V'Mosef in Halacha Beis, in the notion of Tumma B'chiburin, the Rambam writes in the middle of the Halacha, Hinei Lamadita, Shekol Tomei, Shenema B'chabesh B'gadav, Hareza Metamei B'gadim Sheyiga Bahen, Kozman Shelo Pirish Mimetamaav, V'Osa Oson, Osa Oson Rishon L'Tum'aso Kamohu. The Rambam says, and it makes them a Rishon L'tumah like it. Metam Yishar Kelim Kibigadim Chutz Mikricheres. But the Rambam's lesson is Osa Osan Rishon L'tumah Kamohu. That means that the Rambam is talking B'shas Shelo Pirish. The Rambam is saying, you make a Rishon Kamohu. Not that you're not, you're a Rishon, but the Pshat is you make a Rishon like yourself. Yeah.
Would that mean that the Rosh holds that you are an Av or the other side of the Rosh?
Otherwise, why did the Rosh have to say his own notion? Why didn't he want to say this idea? Yeah, but look, Pashto is the Rosh, if you double check, the Rosh does not hold like the Rosh on that case of Chev Kecholo. So then it certainly would be understandable. I think we're going to have an interesting nafkamina from this at the end of the Mishnah. We'll see it pretty soon. But that would be another way to understand this idea of Tum B'chiburin. So we have a variety of ideas. Let's see the next Rav. The Mishnah says that the halacha that we're describing here, that you can metame begadim, is only b'maga, avolo b'mas. Says the Rav, in b'shas maga o b'zav. While you're touching the zav, Nasa begadim, the low naga bahen. So what were you doing? You weren't holding on to the begadim. You were carrying begadim, but without contact to hold it. Now, what's the chidush? Because especially if you go like the rash, that you're an avatuma while you're mechuba to the tuma. If you're an avatuma, you know she begadim. So what would you say? You should metame begadim. Let's understand the chiddush here. So where does this chiddush make most sense according to the various thoughts that we just suggested? So according to the Rash, you're no say the begadim. So maybe you should metame them while you're no say the begadim. Is that a chiddush? But you're not. The Terence says, I'll tell you what, because a Zav is no Shiddi Gadim, it's Mitami then. You are like a Zav. So if you have been like a Zav, so maybe you should be Mitami to be done in the Masa. That would be the Pshat. Okay, now, to the extent that you're like the Zav, why can't you Mitami to be done in the Masa? According to the other Svaras, the Begadim become tougher to you, the Kabbalah's Tumah. Okay, so maybe the Begadim that you're no Shiddi should also become tougher. Well, harder to hear. Not touching them. There's no say that. Okay? What? A yad? Be a yad while you no say the begadim. To make kamohu? Okay, so again, if you like the zav, you can do what the zav can do. Something along those lines. Yeah. The Teretz says, but you're not exactly like the zav. The haraya, you're not exactly like the zav, because after all, you're not mitamei what? Adam, you're not mitamei klucheres. There is a mashmos and a tosis in Chagiga, beginning of Perchum Bekodesh, that were the halacha to be, I mean, it's not that way, but were the halacha to be that you'd be mitamei not just ochen umaskim klucheres, but also adam and klucheres. Were that to be the halacha, then the halacha would also be that if you know she begat, then you metame begat as well. In a chenani, because that means you like the zav. So then the Mishnah is really like one concept being spelled out. It's metame ochel maskel kushetet, but not adam kucheres. And therefore, it's only b'magav, lo b'mas. Because you're not exactly like the Zav. Yeah. Now, there's a chiddush here of the Rush. Now, before the Rush, I should mention the Shita of Rashi. We mentioned this very much before. The Rashi in Bava Basra Daf Tesa Medeis. Rashi says that the din of a chibus begadav is halacha that the begadim that you're wearing become tamim, not the begadim that you're holding on to. Tosus jumps all over Rashi. Says it's against the Torah Kohanim. L'marbe, not just begadim, even kelim you're not wearing, kelim you're holding on to. Tosus seemingly could have asked for Marmish. Our mistress came out in the foolish that what is it in our Mishnah? It says Netame Achim Maskim Ukriset Mefurish, in foolish that this is a halacha not just for the begadim that you lovish. The only thing is Rashi was talking, maybe double check, was Rashi talking by Nevela? So here we're talking about a Zav. Toras Kohanim has drashas all the time. Every time it says Chabis Begadav, you have this drash of Toras Kohanim. In most of the places, so Tosus brings in the case which is directly the case of Rashi. You have to double check what Rashi is talking about. Otherwise, I don't know why Tosus didn't ask him on Mishnah. In any event, Rashi is a difficult Rashi. Rashi seems to limit it to the garden that you're wearing. But one thing we can, I think, bring out of this Rashi, that the gedder of this halacha for Rashi, which maharach that we suggested would work best for Rashi. That you're toughest. The nitfal to you, the Kabbalah's tumma. Sure. If it's a yad, what difference does it make? If you can make kamohu, again, what difference does it make after the begadim? But the teretz is that the begadim you're wearing, then nitfal to you in the Kabbalah's tumma. But again, Rashi is difficult because Hashdas, it says, it's even by Caleb. And also, the lesson of the Mishnah in Kalim, when it mentions it by Nevela, it says, the Tamei Begadim B'maga, right? Shame the Tamei by Nevela, Esa Adam B'masa, the Tamei Begadim B'maga. So it says that the Begadim, sounds like the Begadim that you're touching, Pashup Shad, even Begadim you're not wearing. Okay, maybe Rashi would say, the Begadim that you're wearing, that you're touching. But let's keep this diuk in mind, because this is going to be Nogea now, the Rush. The Rush, take a look, here has a tremendous chidush in a different direction. Rashi, the emphasis was only begadim and not kelim. The Rush seems to hold as a davar pashut that when we say begadim, we're not just talking about the layer that is touching you directly, touching your body, but even the begadim which are not touching, the outer layer of the begadim, will become tamei as well. And because of that basic assumption that the Rush has, the Rush raises a basic question on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you're nogea b'zav, you're becoming tamei through the zav, you're not mitamei begadim b'masa. In fact, the Rush, what do you mean? You're tummy even the begadim that are on the outer layer of the begadim. So isn't that a case that you tummy the time begadim the masa? How could the Mishnah say you're not mitami begadim the masa? You're not mitami king of the masa. You see you're mitami begadim the masa because it's not just the first layer that you're touching. So if you're not touching them, what's the gather of the tumah? Masa. So the Rush asks that kash. Says the Rush, avalo the masa. It says here, af b'shas mago nasa kelim. I think it probably should say im. I imagine it should say im. Im b'shas mago nasa kelim. Devo naga behem tahorim. At the time that you're touching the vav, you carried kelim without touching them. They are torn. Fect the rush. Af agav b'shar kelim yalfina mi begadav. How do we know the din of kelim? That's the Torah's Kohanim. Because it says in the Torah, begadav. And we learn that from the begadav to shar kelim. That's the ribui, the tamei. The im ha-yalabush kama begadim gam ha-elyon tamei afal pi she'eno no ge'abo nimsa she'metamen b'masa. So how could we say the Yanamitami Kay in the Masa, Yamitami Begadim, even the Beged Elyo? So Yamitami Begadim, Yamitami Bemasa. And for the Rosh, the God of Shiny, the Betelim, the Gabei, the Avikin Ogea, the Kula. That's not a Raya. It's not that the Pshat is your Mitami Begadim Bemasa, even though it's not just the Begadim you're touching. But the gather is that they're brought to a gabay, and therefore if you're touching one, it's like you're touching all of them. That's what the Rush says. So, what do you see in this Rush? First of all, the Chiddush in its own right. That you can mitameh begadim even if you're not in a gabo. That is not simple at all. We saw mefurish in the Gra, in Kalim. Mefurish not that way. Right? The Gra said, Kalin, Perek, Aleph, Mishnah, Beis. The Tami Begadim. Where was it? Yeah. The Gra says, Begadim Sha'alav Hanogin Begufa. Or Begadim Sha'in Alav Elishinogeba and Beyadava Begufa. Ava, Begadim Sha'alav. She'enam nogin begufa, enam etame. The Gemara says, for sure, it's only the begadim that you're not nogea, whether they're a chavisha or not they're a chavisha. And the Rosh holds, even the begadim that you're not nogea, that's within the pasuk too. But the Rosh wants you to realize, don't make the mistake and therefore say us, and therefore why is Masa different? It's different, the begadim is different because the telem gabei. So in the Rosh, I already see a little bit of that svara that we mentioned before we used it for Shitas Rashi, that's only the garden that you're wearing. Gezer Tfeil Megabei. The Rosh says it, the Halacha Betelem Megabei, to explain why all the begadim are that way. But it's, the gather is Betelem Megabei. The Rosh adds, though, Bahabikin Ogea Bekula. The only thing is, I don't really understand fully, this is very nice in this Rosh. But the Rosh of the Maisa says a little bit later on that the gather of what's going on is, what do you make, for example, everything into a tchila? Shenechsev ka'ava tumah b'shas mago kimisham tami begadim. It's mamish the same Rosh as the Rosh. The way we learned it before, these are two different mahalchim. The Rosh learns that the pshat is that you're an ava tumah l'shaita. The other mahalch was like based on the Rosh and the Rambam that you're a rishon, but they become tummy together with you. You become a Rishon together with what's bottled to you. If that's how the Rosh understood it, and that's why he took for granted that the Gadim are also even the outer layer, so why do Rosh have to say later what he says later? I don't know what to say on this. But at least in this Rosh, in Svar, one would certainly see it in that vein. It's again the bottle Gadim. There's a lot of difficulties in the Rosh. First of all, so comes out in the Rosh, you have two different things going on. You have on the one hand the begadim that you're touching even if you're not wearing, and you have the begadim that you're wearing even if you're not touching. And all of that is included in the pasuk. And all that gets derived from the chivas begadim. I mean, manafsha, if we're learning out kelim and it's totally in the gear, so then how do you know that if it's ever pasuk that all the begadim, even though that you're not touching? I mean, how do you have it both ways? The fact, what did Torah Shkolim ask? Why does it say beged? So it says beged to mimayit kricheres and adam. Maybe it says beged for this chiddush. You tell me that even if you're not touching. The Rashash basically asks this kasha on the Rosh. The Rashash over here on the Mishnah. You'll see it. When the Rav quotes the Torah's Koran, and Yafet Tami Adam Kuchelas Kam Woma Beged, Kasheli Fima Shekasav Haraska, to be begadim Shehu Ravush. Afa Elgin Enos Cheinu Nogia Bo Tami Ken Ipsich Beged Lachi. You're gonna have to say that for the Rosh. That also was so pashut that you can't tell me you need Beged for that. It's so pashut that all the begadim Atame, it's Kenogia the Kulan, and the only reason you need Beged is to make Kuchelas and Adam. Very strong, very hard to hear. So the Chazon Ish also is very, very puzzled by this rush. Difficult rush. The Minchas Chinuch quotes both the Rush and the Gra. The Rush quotes all of the garden, and the Gra says only that which you're touching, even when you're wearing it, only if you're touching it. And then there's a Shaila had a Ramshah in the Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch assumes that the Rambam holds like the Rush. And the Chazon Ish says, no, the Rambam's not master that way at all. The Rush and the Rambam, here again, Mishkav Moshe Perek Vav Harocha Beis. Talks about the Mayanos, he says, V'adam shenaga be'echad b'kol elu o nesa'o mitami b'gadim u'shar kelim b'shas negiyaso. What do you make of the Russian around? Mitami b'gadim u'shar kelim b'shas negiyaso b'shas nesiyuso. V'ayinu mitami go'adam bo'o kicheres. Mitami b'gadim. So Minchas Chinuch assumes that means all the gadim that you're wearing. The gadim doesn't say only you touch it. And the Chazon says, no, then it should say mitami b'gadav. That just means round out the baguette, anything that you're touching, the gadim or kelim. But it's just the giyaso. So Ram basically holds it is only when it's touched. And the Minchas Chinuch says, no, mitami the gadim, the Ram just assumes the gadim no matter what. Whether you're touching or not, and shar kelim. This is shar that had a learn in the Rambam. Now the lesson of the Mishnah in kelim, when it mentions it for the first time by Nevela, it says that Nevela is mitame b'masa, mitame b'gadim b'maga. So what do you see in the Russian Mishnah? B'gadim b'maga, that the whole din tumas b'gadim is when you touch it. And the Rush holds even if you're not touching. So what does the Rush do with the Russian Mishnah? It's against the Mishnah. What are you going to say? Because the lumbus of what the Rush says, the Rush says, b'tel m'gabed v'avik n'ogea v'kula. That's what the Mishnah is going to mean, the longest of that idea. I mean, the Mishnah is talking practically to you also. I mean, all this, we have to read this into the Mishnah. The God of the Maga, and it's all considered with the Maga. And could be. The truth is that not everybody is goest that word, the Maga. So if the grass is not goest the Maga, then maybe it'll be better. I mean, the God of not only b'magah, b'gadim, period. But I'm not sure if that's correct, that the Rush was not goris, that word. You have to go back to see in that Mishnah, in Kalim, is the Rush goris the word b'magah or not. I can't, it doesn't, it's no heading, it's hard to see. It could be wasn't goes. It could be the rest wasn't goes, so it would be mad. So that would work out. Okay. A kopan and something else just to be ma'or. It comes according to the rest, an interesting chidush. Take an example of mitzora now. A mitzora is an avatumah. Somebody's touching a mitzora and he's wearing few layers of clothing, what's going to be the halacha? Again, that he becomes tamei, and all the layers of clothing that he's going to the Rush become tamei. A lot of it is mitzora himself. What's tamei? Only the first layer. So if this is nogia, the mitzora will be more chomer than the mitzora himself. Strange, no? No, it's, that sounds like according to the again, say that Mitzvah is Nogia Ba'atzmo, so he'll also have the same din. I don't know. Let's complete the Mishnah here. Let's finish up the Mishnah. The Mishnah goes on and gives you more of a framework for this idea of Tumah B'chiburin. Kral Amar Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yeshua set up the following rule. Kol HaMitami Begadim B'Shas Maga'o. Anyone who is Mitami Begadim, that we just described here, at the time that you're touching. So such a person, Mitami Ochen U'Mashkin, Lios Tchila, V'Hayadayim Lios Shnios. This is what he can do. He can make Ochen U'Mashkin a Rishon. Tchila is a Rishon. Now, again, were he to make them ashamed, that would also be something. But meanwhile, because there's a din of Tum B'chiburin, it extends to Ochen U'Mashkin as well. So he makes them a Rishon. Yadayim, so now the Adam itself, he can't even tell me at all. But there's a halacha that Yadayim are Tamei, can become Tamei as a Sheni. So he makes the Yadayim of a person. If he's touching a person's hands, they become a Sheni. But the Eino Mitami Lo Adam Velo Kli Cheres. Right? Even though he's connected to the Tumah, he's not Mitami Adam Kli Cheres. La'acha Prisha, something Mitama of, once he separates from the Tumah, then what is he now? Rabbi say now he's clearly only a Rishon, even according to the Rashi before he was an Av, now he's only a Rishon. Now the Din Tumah Chiburin doesn't apply, but now what's the halacha? Mitami maskin liyos tchila. So here there's going to be a difference between ochen and maskin. There is a special halacha we'll see in a minute in the Rav that even a sheni can make maskin into a rishon. Midrabana, we'll see the reasons. It's one of the gzera of the yutches davar in the sugya beginning of Shabbos that haposos a truma mitami a maskin liyos tchila. So this person is no longer connected to the tumah, but he can make the maskin a rishon. But ha'ochen v'ayadayim liyos shnios. Ve'en ha'matami begadim. So again, let's read again the rule of Yeshua. Kol zman he's connected to the tumah. He's matami begadim b'shas maga'o. What else can he do? He can also make ochen and maskin a rishon. Not just maskin, even ochen a rishon. Yadayim remain a sheni. Dayim can never become more than a sheni, according to this. But he's not becoming Adam Kli Cheres because that's a limitation on this halacha of the Chiburin. It has to be like Beged. Once he separates from the Tamav, he can still make the Maskin Yos Tchila. That's based on the Yigzeh of Yudchas Davar. But the Ochen can only be a Sheni because you're a Rishon and there's no Korach to make the Ochen Yifun to a Rishon. You're no longer connected to the source of the Tumah. And you die him again a Sheni. But ain't no time to good. Says the Rav. Example. What's an example of Tamei Begadim B'Shas Mago? Hanugea, Bezav, Bezava, the Oledes. All these cases, and again, any of these individuals, Yimitamei Begadim as B'Shas Mago. Uvnayin Oseyen. That means what comes out from, you know, again, Nemi Ragrayan and the various fluids that come from the body that we saw already. Roko. The Vayera says Zav, the Mishkavan of Moshavan. If you're Nogea, the Mishkav of Moshav of Zav Zav Yaledes, then what do you do also? You Matami Begadim B'Shas Mago. I don't know why the Rav left out seemingly Mitzorah. The Chori the same Aruch is the Mitzorah as well. Now, Mayonos, you asked me a few days ago to ask to Mimbaris. I'll tell you about Mayonos of Mitzorah. It's a Mefurish Gemara in Nida Lamidah of the days that dashes from a Pasuk. A rebuy of the pasuk that there's mayonos from mitzora as well. However, there's difficult Rambam. The Rambam in Mishkav Moshe Perkei Halacha Hey, I think, is mashma that mayonos hazav. That's a daraisa, and that's an av, and maybe by mitzora less so, or that there's maybe mashma there's no mayonos at all by mitzora. So there's a big tumor on that Rambam. What do you do with the Rambam? After all, the Gemara is mafurish that there is mayonos from mitzora. The only thing I could think of in the Rav. Not just the Rav thing. The Rash also didn't mention Mitzorah because maybe Mayonos are not the Mitzorah, and he gives you example of Mayonos as well. But the Pashtus Mitzorah does have Mayonos. So I don't know why the Rav left out Mitzorah here. In either case, The Rav says kigon. All right, so kigon means he left something out. Okay, could be. So if you mitami the gadim b'shas mago, says Rabbi Yeshua, what else can you do? Mitami ochlin lios tchila. We had in the gersa ochlin maskin lios tchila. The Rav apparently is gersa was ochlin lios tchila. I guess because maskin is anywhere tchila, even afterwards. So maybe that's what they have to be emphasized. Why do you make ochlin lios tchila? Mipnei shehu nechshav ki'ava tuma b'shas mago. So the Rav is going the way that the Rash learned. And we saw really the Rash also said this far, although we didn't know why the Rash needed it. But there's a gather that you're like an avatuma reshaito. B'shas mago, you're an avatuma. Kevan da amato shemitamidam. This is taken straight out of the Rash. That's why you can make the ochel into a rishon, because you have status of an av. What else can you do at this time? That's a yidayim lios shnios. Yidayim become a sheni. Yidayim cannot become a rishon. It's a machokish in yidayim, whether it's shaykh. You want yidayim, right? Yidayim can be a rishon. So this is going like the Tana that Yidayim cannot become a rishon. Avo gufo shel adam ein metame, but the gufo adam is not metame. That's a limitation on dintum bechiburin. Kiditani seifa she ein metame adam ukicheres. This is why you mechuber to the Tana. Continues Rabbi Yeshua. Avo la'acha pishas shel metame metame shamashkin yestchila. Even after you separated, you still can make the maskin a rishon. Says the Rav, what's going on here? After all, you're only an avatuma because I'm a mechuber to the tuma. Now you're only a rishon. How do you make the maskin to a rishon? The Terence is also a maskin tchila, because as follows, the afilu sheni l'tuma mitam maskin tchila. That is a new gzeirat rabbanan. But even a sheni can make maskin with rabbanan into a rishon. And the reason for this gzeira, the fisha ein alulin lekabel tuma, because maske can very easily become tamei. It's very susceptible to lekabel tuma. That's what the Rashi Gemara in Shabbos in explaining this gzeira. Rashi there explains because you don't need hechser, only ochin needs hechser. Lekabel tuma maske doesn't. Therefore, maske is very susceptible for tuma. As that's what the Rav says here, explains it as well. The Ainam Tzvich and Hechshir Kemor Ochlin. Because of that, Gazlu Behen Sheir Olam Tchila. Why? Gzeira Mishum Maskin Aboyin Machmas Sheret Shem Tchila Min HaTorah. Because I have cases of Maskin Nera Tchila. Maskin that comes Machmas Sheret. Something that comes out of the Sheret, and skin is like the Sheret. Or Machmas Sheret, so it's a Rishon. Sheret is an Av, but it's considered a Rishon, and therefore, if you have a sheni coming into contact with maskin, any maskin with rabbanon, they treat it like a risha. That's the gzeir of Yudchas Dover, one of the Yudchas Dover. So that's, again, even though you're posting the time of, you make maskin yos tchila, the ochin, the ayadayim, we are shnios. Why? They came in the pierce from the time of, eino ela rishon bi'alma. So yadayim, you have a halacha, you can make a sheni with rabbanon, and not the adam, and ochin as well can become a sheni. That's the Mishnah. There is a very interesting chidush that the Rash brings from the Tosefta. The Rash has a gears in the Tosefta. Take a look at the Rash. Tanya b'Tosefta. The Rash often does this. After commenting on the Mishnah, he brings a Tosefta, comments on the Tosefta. That's what makes it sometimes very hard to learn, because then you have to, after you think you've finished the Mishnah, then you first have to analyze the Tosefta, and the Rash does this often. Kalim Hanogim Vizav Vizava Vimidav Yeredes Vimitzora Vimishkav Moshe. Kalim that touch any of these Zav Zavani Yeredes Mitzora, here I have Mitzora, or Mishkav Moshe Mitamin Shinayim Uposin Echad, they are Mitame Shinayim. That means that they can make two levels of tumah, and that can lead to a third thing which can't mitami others, but it can become itself tamei. Pirshum mitamav, pirshum mitamin echad postanach. And then he goes on. A few lines down, he's going to explain what the Tosefta means, pirush. This is the second word on the line, a few lines down from it. Kalim hanogim bezav. So first of all, he says, what do you mean, Nogim Bezav? Daf afkenogin. Avon no shem mesitim v'lo negia lo kim she'ena b'nei mishkav k'diktani seifa in hefer gadol she'en b'ruachayim. Kelim can only become tamei through maga. Fine. Not through hesed, not through masa. So what you have is kelim touching a zav. Metamin shinayim u'pos l'mechad. Dibishas mago'o chashuvin ha-kelim ka'avat tuma l'gabe ochen u'maskin. So suddenly the Rash says, come to this Tosefta, tremendous chidush, that what we were talking about before, tuma b'chiburin, that the person has the koach to metame kelim and ochen u'maskin, maskin certainly, but even ochen, rios tchila, b'shas is connected to the tuma. There's an application of that halacha not just by Adam hanogeh b'zav, but even kelim. Kelim hanogeh b'zav can be metamei, not kelim, but benogeh ochen umaskin can metamei them to be a risha. In other words, they have the status of an avatum. That's what he says. B'shas mago chashuv na kelim ka'avatum gabi ochen umaskin va'osen rishon sheni u'shlishi. That's what it means. Metamei shnayim posen rabba. You can make two things metamei, meaning to say a rishon, a sheni, which have the koach to metamei something else, and a shlishi, which cannot metamei something else. Tuma cannot make anything else unless kachshim may be a revi, but usually we say shlishi is the end of the road. So he says that they become an av who gabi ochen umaskin. Af al pi she'enem chashuvin ka'avatum al gabi kelim acherim. And all this ke adam afil b'shas mago. Now there's a big shaila whether this din is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. Pashtus it's masal the Rash holds it's a d'rabbanan, but there's a long Mishnah of Melech. Mishnah Melech thinks that the Tetzah Halacha exists and might even be a din d'oraisa. Mishkav Moshe Perek Vav Halacha Vav, long Mishnah Melech, very long. I tell you I didn't go through it, but it's a long Mishnah Melech about this inyan. Kelim Hanogim Bezav Shalom Pirshom and Azav, they can make an ochel into a risha. The Rash says, because the Shas, that they are connected to the Tumma, they can feel like an av. Again, the Rash says, Rabbanan, big Tumma. One thing I just want to point out. It's clear to me that the Rash can only say this which is possible. Because the Rash understood the Geta Tumba Chiburin, as we saw already, it's you have a status of an Av during this period of time, Binogea something, by an Adam. You're an Av while you're connected, Binogea, Kalim, and Ochen Umaskin. So by extension, whether it's the Rash or the Rabbanan, whatever, but by extension, I can apply that same reasoning and say, Kalim, that a Nogea Bezav, they're not Nosei Zav, they can't become Tami that way, but Nogea Bezav, the Shas, they're Nogea Bezav, they have a status of an avatum b'nogeya ochen. The same model can carry over to kelim. The Mishnah Melech says in the Rambam's Mashman, there's no such halacha. It's only halacha by Adam to Tosefta, could be other gears in the Tosefta, there's no such Tosefta, whatever it is. And that's because the Rambam doesn't accept that notion of the Rash. We saw already in the Rambam, in the Yad, in the Pirusha Mishnayis, that even while you're connected to the Tumma, you're a Risha. Elamai, there's a halacha that still you can make a mohu or say whatever else you'll say. So remember, the whole concept doesn't make any sense to say that kelim and negev zav are going to be metame ochen rios risha. Doesn't make sense. It only makes sense according to the Rashi's idea that while you're connected to the tumma, you're not a tumma, so you can say that idea by Adam b'negev kelim, say it by kelim b'negev ochen umaskin. For the Rambam, the whole din doesn't follow it. That's what I think is clear to me. But again, it's a tremendous chidush, obviously, as well. All right, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow with Mishnah Beis. Every Mishnah, you see, builds on the previous Mishnahs. So, hopefully, by the end of this parak, we'll have, much more clarity about these inyanim. Okay, have a good day.